tonight. Anyway, there's a well-established minhag to cover the shofar before we make a bracha on it. On Rosh Hashanah, Baal Tokeh is there, he covers the shofar, then he makes the bracha. So a number of reasons are brought down in poskim why we should cover the shofar. So one reason is brought down by Rav Zvi Pesach Frank. He quotes from the Radal, from Rav David Luria. He says, he brings down from the Pesikta, there's an old Medrash, Meretz Yisrael, that says that when Avraham Avinu wanted to bring Yitzchak as a korban, because that was what the Akedah was, the shofar reminds us of the Akedah Yitzchak, so he wanted to bring it, so he hid Yitzchak away so nothing should injure him, so he'd be a good korban. So we're covering the shofar reminds us of the sacrifice, the binding of Isaac, so we covered over, just like Avraham Avinu hid Yitzchak, so we covered over. That's one reason that's brought down. Then another reason, now this reason is brought down in Sefer Shvilei HaMinag, and I have to thank Rabbi Yishai Shachter who introduced me to this Sefer. He brings down from Rashi in the Pasuk, it says, Vayarvi ne'ay lachar nechas b'svach b'karnav. The Avraham Avinu looked up, he saw a ram that was caught up in the bushes. And Rashi brings down, Sharate Tzol Avraham, that the ram was actually running towards Avraham, v'satan socho ma'arvo b'ilanot. The Satan got him hooked into all the bushes. So he wants to say that, again, since Tkiyat Shofar is Zecher L'Akedas Yitzchak, and the aisle, the ram, was brought instead of Yitzchak, and Satan wanted to prevent it and caused them to be caught in the bushes, so the Zecher L'Davar, we cover the Shofar, to remember the Maasei Satan. In other words, I guess, the Satan, in other words, is saying, like, just like the aisle got caught up in all these branches, so we're like, and this is the ram's horn, and we're covering it with the thing, like it's like caught up. That's one idea. Now, then he mentions from the Shas and Shuvas Avdei Nezer, there's a different reason, from the Shas and Shuvas Aparkasta de Anya, he says that we make the bracha, there's a different reason, we make the bracha l'shmoa kol shofar, and we don't make the bracha on tekiyat shofar. There's a question among Rishonim, is the mitzvah to blow the shofar or to hear the shofar? So we say l'shmoa kol shofar, the hearing is the bracha. And so, since the Ikar mitzvah is the shmia, we cover the shofar to show that the bracha is on the kol, not on the shofar. It was not making the bracha on the tekiyat shofar, it's just the kol. The kol has is just a sound wave. And then he quotes from the Avni Nezer, who adds a little bit more. He says that the idea is that the shofar shouldn't see boshto. The shofar shouldn't see its embarrassment. In other words, like you see by Kiddush, we cover the challah. The challah shouldn't see its embarrassment. And we're making the bracha on the wine, not the challah. So we cover the challah. So here we cover the shofar that, you know, it shouldn't feel embarrassed that we're making the bracha on the kol, not as opposed to the shofar. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything you did? I think that's it tonight. Rabbi Chananel Melkashmir, it's Rachel.